finally, item number 26.
This is what we've all been waiting for.
It's related to the 2010 county fiscal trends analysis. It is informational.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Joshua Fudge, fiscal and management analyst. Since Jerry says we've been waiting for it so long, I guess I will spend a lot of time on it.
Good.
Oh, dang, dang. You're buying lunch?
You didn't say that, right?
Yeah. At your request, Mr. Chairman, we did produce this document. It's an analysis based on some models put together by the International City-County Management Association, ICMA. It was previously produced about 13 years ago in 1998. Just want to give some credit to Damian Albert. He's a former analyst who you might remember was here for a short time. Back in 2009, he really put together the guts of this document and worked with accounting on how to put it together. So I'm greatly indebted to him. Just to be brief, to sort of summarize the document, if you'd like, this model really takes a look at some of the recent trends, both socioeconomic, things that are going on in the community, as well as the county's finances looking over the past 5 years. You can use it sort of in cooperation with the five-year financial forecast. This analysis basically identifies trends that could have a negative or a positive impact on the county's finances based on prior year data. Just a brief overview of the economic indicators on which this is partially based. We're all kind of well aware of the economic situation the county, the region, the U.S. are facing, and those obviously have had a pretty significant impact on a lot of the recent experience of the county, and so have an impact on the indicators that you'll see. There's a list on pages 5 and 6 of all the indicators and sort of the based on the ICMA's model, their trend health. Unfortunately, there's one typo on that. It's under unfunded liabilities. The pension assets indicator is actually neutral, not negative, so I apologize for that. And I'll just walk briefly then through some of the indicators and point out the highlights and some of the major impacts that have that the model has identified. Population, obviously, after undergoing a pretty significant decline in the 90s, has held relatively stable. The county's population in general hasn't had much of an impact on the county's finances. Personal income per capita, you can pretty clearly see the results of the economic downturn. It was very positive up until about 2007, 2008. Unfortunately, it's declined over the last couple of years. And this really has an impact on the county, both on the revenue side as far as sales taxes, property taxes when people are in trouble and don't pay their property taxes, and then on the expenditure side as they consume more services. So this gives you a good indication that demand for services will increase, but the ability to pay for them unfortunately might decrease. The next item, poverty. I think most people are well aware the poverty rate within the county has increased significantly over the past mm-hmm. couple of years. Rising from just under 17% to about 21% between 2008 and 2009. The next indicator is equalized valuation. Again, this is no surprise due to the decline in the real estate market. The lighter red line is the net equalized valuation in constant dollars, so inflation adjusted. You can see that after reaching a peak in about 2007, it actually declined in 2000 every year through 2010. The associated black line showing the percentage change. That too has an effect on some of the economics within the county. As people view their houses being less, they're less likely to spend money in the consumer market, which has an effect as well. The top five taxpayers. This one is sort of an interesting indicator that shows that the value relative to the rest of the county of the top five taxpayers has increased fairly significantly, which is a negative development. It shows that wealth is being concentrated in a few areas, and I think that's probably no surprise. The unemployment rate obviously has increased sharply since 2008. And then the next set of indicators, and please stop me if I'm going too quickly, related to the county's revenue trends. operating revenues per capita basically had peaked in 2007 and then has declined every year since then, 2010, resulting in a negative health. This is mainly due to reduced intergovernmental revenues, reduced sales tax, mm-hmm. things like that. In general, it suggests the county has fewer resources to pay for the increased services it requires. The next item, intergovernmental revenues. Technically, ICMA model views this as being a positive trend because the county's reliance as a share of total revenues on intergovernmental has declined. However, in reality, because of the county's limited ability to generate new revenue streams and because of the support from the state and federal government for mandated services, this is probably actually a negative in reality, but the model views this as positive. The general county property tax levy, I apologize for how this it looks in your document. You can't read it. The current dollar property tax value is basically a straight line, rising from $235 million to about $270 million. In general, this is neutral. Property taxes have pretty much kept pace with inflation. Uncollected property taxes, this one was given a neutral because of the decline from 2009 to 2010, but you can see that it rose pretty significantly from 2006 to 2009, again related to the economy. Sales tax per capita obviously is negative due to continued decrease in sales tax collections. State shared revenue has remained basically neutral. No surprise, the payment by the state has remained generally flat over the past few years.
Supervisors, based off this report, we can see that there are a lot of variables that impact the ability of the county to raise revenue and support all the services we have. So I really think as the stewards for the county's financial condition, I think this is some necessary information for us to see and definitely pass on to our colleagues. Are there any questions? Supervisor DeBruin?
Just a statement. I heard that you were the one that requested this, and I, if that's correct, I appreciate it, Mr. Chairman. It's actually very depressing, but it is it's very helpful to have this tool and to have, especially for constituents who really are interested in seeing some factual type information versus just statements made publicly. So I really do appreciate the time it took to do this and the original request.
Thank you. Any other questions? None? Seeing no other items before us, meeting adjourned.